Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show on the dial where geek meets chic. Tech Talk discusses all things electronic, but in a language you can understand and none of that technical jargon. We cover tech topics like computers, great websites, televisions, cell phones, video games, and digital cameras. But it's not just about boys who love their toys. The latest stats show 56% of all tech purchases in 2007 were by women. How about that? Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for free tips, tools, and articles. New articles this week include how to get more out of your photos you took over the holidays and using your PC to create custom wall clock covers to count down to midnight, New Year's Eve. That's MicrosoftHome.com. Well, on today's Tech Talk, it's the best and worst tech of 07. You just heard Stephen LeDrew's show. He asked you, what were your biggest issues of 07? I'm going to ask you the same thing, but as it pertains to technology. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times, even though I don't think Charles Dickens was referring to the technology landscape in 07. That's what we're going to cover on this throughout this hour on Tech Talk. Even still, the year was marked with some very cool tech toys like Facebook and the new iPods and video games like Guitar Hero 3 and Rock Band. But we also had a disappointing year in other respects when it comes to technology, like this format war, this high definition format war raging on between Blu-ray and HD DVD. This is a real pet peeve of mine. Weak video on demand options for Canadians who were anticipating downloading movies from the internet, which you can now do, but we'll talk this hour about why it's just super lame. And speaking of Canada, no iPhone, the single coolest gadget of the year that I've played around with in the States, is not available yet in Canada. And so I thought it would be a fun retrospective show today here on Tech Talk to look back at the last 12 months and reflect on the best and worst of the year. And joining me for the show today is renowned technology writer Ted Kritsonis. Welcome to the show, Ted.
Thanks a lot, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. And you're I hope you had a nice holiday season.
I did. Okay. I'm very relaxed.
Okay, good. Myself as well. Ted writes for the Globe and Mail, PC World's website, CBC.ca, Urban Mail Magazine, and countless others. And you'll be joining me next week. We'll be at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas.
Oh, always a great time, isn't it?
The Super Bowl of tech shows, where you have to wait in line for an hour to use the bathroom.
Actually, you wait in line for an hour to get a cab.
That's true. For a cab to buy a stupid hot dog, anything. It's a crowded show at the Las Vegas Convention Center and the surrounding hotels, but it's exciting nonetheless.
It's sort of
a window to the future of technology. And so next week's Tech Talk, on that note, I will be hosting this show from the Las Vegas Convention Center. So we will be talking with a couple of guests who are going to be showing some cool products at Consumer Electronics, and we'll be opening the lines to ask you what you're most excited about that about in 08. And that's going to be next week. But today, it's all about your opinions on the best and worst of 2007. And for calling in, you'll be rewarded with some cool prizes, which I'll get to in a moment. So my question to you, our valued listener, is what were your highlights of 2007 when it comes to technology or lowlights? You know, when it comes to great things, maybe you bought the coolest gadget you can't put down, like a new BlackBerry or MP3 player or digital camera. Or you found a website that changed your life. Would love to hear what that is. Or if you want to share your worst tech trends of 07, as Ted and I will be sharing with you, call me up and share it with the rest of the GTA. To call into News Talk 1010 CFRB, the numbers are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. It's a free call. Once again, 416-872-1010. If you're outside of the Toronto area, just punch in 1-800-561-CFRB. Or on your cell phone, it's also free, *8255 or *TALK. And we'll put you in the queue, and hopefully you'll get on the air to win one of our cool prizes. So this is what we're giving away on today's Tech Talk. The first caller who gets on the air after the 12:17 break is going to win a prize pack consisting of two puzzle games for the Windows PC. That is, ooh. Well, thank you, Dean. Bejeweled 2 Deluxe and Zuma Deluxe, both from PopCap Games. They call these games casual games because they appeal more to the mainstream rather than to hardcore players, meaning you don't have to read a 400-page manual. You don't have to, struggle with complicated controls. These are simple, family-friendly puzzle games that are very easy to pick up, but impossible to put down. So our friends at PopCap Games, as you've probably heard throughout the last couple months on Tech Talk, we've been giving away a lot of these. Bejeweled 2 and Zuma Deluxe is going to the first caller after 12:17. Then the first caller after the 12:30 break is going to win a $100 mouse from Microsoft called the Natural Wireless Laser Mouse 6000. This is a very comfortable ergonomic mouse that looks like half of a baseball. I kid you not. Look at this, Ted. It's like putting your hand on, is that a good way of explaining it? Or maybe a full baseball. It's kind of round, but it's meant to be very comfortable.
Definitely, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the last caller of the day before 1 p.m. is going to win the Microsoft LifeCam VX7000. This is a $125 web camera so you can chat for free with family and friends around the world using video. And it's a high-definition 2-megapixel video camcorder that also takes still photos as well. Thank you, Dean Gwilandi, for our lovely sound effects. We've got some applause for the games. We've got some yays for the mouse and a fanfare. A little fanfare for the web cameras. Let's hear from you. 416-872-1010. 1-800-561-CFRB. *8255 on your cell phone. Best and worst tech of 07. And that could be products or trends. It doesn't have to be just a product. And of course, I know one of your best of 2007 is all the great prizes we give away on Tech Talk. Ted's grinning. You're laughing. Ted, this year, I have to tell you, we've given away 32-inch LCD TVs. We've given away laptops. We've given away digital cameras.
So in other words, you made a lot of people happy.
I hope so. You know, some may say I'm buying my listeners. I don't see it like that. I say I'm rewarding them. on the weeks that we don't give away stuff, our lines are equally as jammed. So I'll just say that I disagree that, I'm paying off the listeners. You know, I'm very happy that we can give away these great things. And we have great companies, such as our sponsor, Microsoft, who wants us to give away these products, put it in the people's hands, and then they often all get an email saying how much they've enjoyed it. So today we've got three prizes, so you should be happy there. My guest is Ted Kritsonis, the renowned journalist who writes for everybody. So I'm sure you've seen his byline and on TV as well. You recently did a Global TV interview.
No, I wasn't on Global. I was on CTV Newsnet, though.
CTV. Yeah. Okay, talking about...
We were just talking about the Crackberry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the whole very Blackberry addictive Blackberry. Thing. They had a good year. I think they had a very good year.
They did, yeah.
So before we go to our first break and then jump into the lines and give away prizes, let me ask you, did you think it was a good year when it comes to technology, products, trends, pricing?
I think there was a lot of good, but there was some bad. I think it was one of those things where it's like, there was momentum, but at the same time, some dumb things happened and kind of ruined all that momentum, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm
inclined to agree, and I know throughout this hour we'll be sharing our opinions as we turn our mic to our listeners and ask them to share theirs, but definitely it was a great year. In terms of pricing, I think it was a great year. You can now buy a 42-inch plasma TV for under $800.
Yeah.
You can buy a digital camera for under $80.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think it's a great year.
GPS for $150.
Yeah, GPS devices, those navigation units at the beginning of the year, I kid you not, were at least $600 for a decent one.
7-megapixel camera for $180.
Yeah, no, prices are amazing. MP3 players, you can buy an MP3 player that can store more than 500 or 600 songs for $40.
Yeah.
So to me, that's one of the highlights of the year.
Definitely.
Was all this competition, which is great for the consumer because that means lower pricing.
For sure.
But it does bug me though when you see like all these Boxing Week sales when a big box company sells for like, they're like, okay, door crasher, I'm like, well, how much markup was there for you to sell it so cheap
Yeah.
Makes you think. Anyhow, we're going to take a short break in a moment. When we return, I'm asking you, our listeners, what was your best and worst of 2007? Kind of a free-for-all show, but tell me your favorite product, your favorite website. Maybe you discovered Facebook this year and love it. So call us up, tell us why, or if something you bought you absolutely can't stand, maybe it broke the day you bought it, tell us what that is. It doesn't have to be a product or a website. It could be a trend, like pricing. So best and worst of 2007, and as a little thank you, we've got some great prizes, which we'll review again after the break. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. But right now the time is 12:17. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza All-Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. I'm referring to the technology landscape of 2007. Joining me is Ted Kritsonis, renowned technology writer. Welcome to the show, Ted.
Oh, you're too kind.
that's the least I can. You are everywhere. I open up any magazine or newspaper or click on any website, and Ted's byline is right there. So congrats to you. It's good to see a homegrown Toronto boy.
I really appreciate
doing so
that,
well.
Man. Thank
you. You're an awesome guy, too. So Ted is joining us for the hour to talk. Him and I are going to share our best and worst best tech stories or trends or products of 2007. But more importantly, we want to hear from you, and we're going to reward you with a couple of prizes. The first person who gets on the air now is going to win two games for the Windows PC. That's from our friends at PopCap Games, Bejeweled 2 and Zuma Deluxe. They are family-friendly, so they're rated E for everyone. The first caller after the 12:30 break is going to win the Microsoft Wireless Laser Mouse 6000, a $100 wireless mouse, which is very ergonomic, comfortable, and completely cord-free, cordless. And the last caller is going to win a web camera from Microsoft called the LifeCam VX7000. This is a high-end, top-of-the-line video camera capable of high-definition video that you can use to chat with friends and family, maybe over New Year's Eve, that may live in Asia or Europe, and do so for free over the internet with video as well, holding up your kids or grandkids to the camera, which is a wonderful thing. All right, so let's jump to the lines. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. Let's go to Axel in Oakville. Thanks for calling, Axel.
How are you, Mark?
Fine, thank you. Happy holidays, sir.
Happy holidays to you guys.
Hope it was a good year for you.
Thank you, Axel.
Not too bad. Bit of a disappointment from a technology perspective.
All right, let's hear why. I'd love to hear it.
Well, you were mentioning, you know, everything that's happening that's so great in TVs and MP3s. And,
in terms of pricing, yeah.
And that's right, and GPS and the like. But for people like me who need technology to assist that, it's been a terrible year. Most of these products are menu-driven. Mm-hmm. And most of them are using some form of speech synthesis or text-to-speech, and they don't go the full gamut. They could expand on that and make it completely accessible to people that are, for example, vision-impaired and blind,
okay,
or dyslexic or so on. Just as an example, a GPS unit for a person like myself is over $3,000.
Well, they do have one now, Axel, for about $600 from TomTom called the Go 920 that not only talks to you and tells you the name of the street that you're turning on instead of just turn in 100 meters, it'll actually tell you the name of the street, but it also is the first that lets you say the name of the address into the unit. So you don't need to tap on a soft keyboard, as it's called, you know, on the screen, to where you're going. You can actually use your voice to say, it'll say destination, and you say 123 Alphabet Street, Toronto. So that one's as low as $600, but that's still a little costly for a GPS unit. Yeah.
But, and if you get a cell phone and you want to, you know, pick up your emails, like the iPhone, they're using the ad where the email is read to the user. You know, that's a great thing. And so long as it attracts the mainstream, then it's a benefit. But, you know, like I say, all this stuff is relatively inexpensive at the manufacturing level to incorporate.
But so it's the services that you think they need to pull up their socks a bit.
Well, I have to wonder, I mean, if they're going to open up the iPhone to third-party developers in February, it's probably an opportunity there, right?
Yeah, and you know, that would be a great an opportunity. And I'm sure one company that will jump on board is Nuance, who creates Dragon Naturally Speaking.
That's right.
A great product for the computer and to a lesser extent to Blackberries and other smartphones. But there are some innovations, Axel. Spinvox from Rogers is a cool product that will...
It's pricey, though.
Yeah, $15 a month. It'll transcribe voicemail into text. Actually, you kind of need the opposite. You would probably rather talk and have that transcribed into text. Yeah. And
well, I'd like to be able to access the digital TV because you've got, you know, how many thousands of variations on a theme. And, you know, everything is moving to digital. And if you want to listen to the TV or even partially watch it, it would be, you know, just to go that extra distance.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's lots of people like the elderly and people that aren't necessarily elderly that just have a vision issue. And, you know, you get a small TV, like a 20-inch TV, and it's just difficult to navigate, you know, with regular sight.
No, I know, and I've never heard of a product that lets you navigate through the different channels and do a search by theme or, you know, so I'm sure there are products out there, and if not, they're coming that will let you choose, say, for example, do a search by, you know, by director or by actor and see what's, and if it's... you know, if that has a service that will read the text aloud. So, Axel, I'm also giving you those games. I put you on hold. Thank you very much for calling and some very good feedback on where these tech companies need to pull up their socks for people who are vision impaired or blind. And I think that's a great point. And I often get those types of calls and emails throughout the year asking if I know of any product that can assist someone with a difficulty in that department. Very good. We're talking about the best and worst of 2007. I'm curious to hear what Ron has to say. Hey, Ron, thanks for joining us on Tech Talk.
Good afternoon. Well, I'll tell you, I did get an iPhone, and it is just awesome.
So are you talking to us right now on it?
No, I'm not talking. I'm on a landline right now.
Okay.
But I do have my iPhone, and the software is amazing. If it was just the camera alone, it would be worth $399 they sell for.
Yeah, $399 US. Now, I'm curious. So, to buy the iPhone legitimately, you have to buy it through AT&T, which is a US cell carrier. Did you buy one unlocked online and put in your own little SIM card?
No, I bought it from an Apple store in the US.
Oh, okay.
For $399.
Did you have US?
Actually, I bought it quite early, like the third day, and it wasn't $399.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I paid $699.
Oh my! Now, did you have to have a US address to register it?
Well, I have a US phone number for when I'm in Florida.
Okay, that makes sense, right?
It was a singular number, so mm-hmm. I had it put on there.
Okay, great.
And I struggled along with it using it here in Toronto, and mm-hmm. I guess I didn't make any phone calls with it. But
the data would be...
I use the data.
Right. Well, that's the problem with the iPhone, and for those who do buy it online and use it in Canada. Thank you very much, Ron, by the way. Is that it'll work as a phone if you buy one over, say, eBay and put in a SIM card from Rogers or Fido, but all those great data services that are tied to the iPhone, like all the cool online services, won't work unless you're in a wireless hotspot.
That's right, yeah.
Because it has built-in Wi-Fi.
That's right.
So, Ted, for those who... Just before we take our next break, the iPhone is the biggest thing to happen in the States. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what it is and when do you think it is coming to Canada?
I think we're not going to see it here until the data rates come down. I think that we're paying so much we're behind countries like Estonia, Nigeria, Rwanda. I mean, come on.
You know, I'm sure that's like, going to be a beef for a lot of people this year is the fact that you have to commit sometimes to a 3-year plan with your carrier.
Yeah.
You know, in Canada, it's unheard of. In the States, you can buy a phone just like that. Where here, you're penalized if you don't buy it with the plan. Sometimes you can't buy it at all.
But at the same time, a lot of Americans have those 2-year plans.
That's right.
So they don't have the 3 years,
that's
but they do have the 2-year plans.
But you can often buy a phone unlocked
that's
and then
true.
Choose which carrier you want to go.
That's true.
And just finally, the iPhone is just super cool because it's a widescreen, touch-sensitive media player with a 3.5-inch screen. Everything is fingertip driven. It's beautiful and elegant.
It's one of the best.
It's got a camera.
It's one of the best convergent devices. Mm-hmm. I would say.
Amazing. All right. After this next break, we're going to give away a computer mouse for the Windows platform for Microsoft. And of course, go back to your calls and ask you what's your favorite and worst tech trends of 2007. We'll be joined, of course, still by Ted Kritsonis. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for free tips, tools, and articles. New articles this week include how to get more out of your photos that you took over the holidays and 5 tips when shopping for a digital camcorder. That's MicrosoftHome.com. Oh, and I wrote that camcorder article. Haha. Read it. All right. Joining us on Tech Talk this hour is Ted Kritsonis, renowned technology writer for the likes of Globe and Mail, CBC, PC World, and Urban Mail Magazine, also known as
That's right.
A great name for a magazine.
Oh, you gotta love that.
And a Canadian magazine out of Ottawa, right?
Yeah.
So Ted is joining us. We're talking about the best and worst of 2007 and asking our listeners to pipe in with their thoughts as well. It could be a product like the worst camera that you bought or, you know, the best website you visited, or it could just be a trend that you liked or did not like as we look back over the last 12 months. We are rewarding you, our dear and valued listeners, with products, some giveaways for calling in. The next person who gets on the air is going to win that wireless mouse, that $100 Microsoft mouse VX7. I don't know the name of it because I just dropped it on the floor. It's a wireless mouse that is really cool and hopefully not broken. And the last caller is going to win the Microsoft LifeCam VX7000, $125 high-definition web camera so you can chat with friends and family around the world. They'll get that mouse later. It's packaged pretty well. That's one of my beefs of 07. You can't open products when you buy them. You take them home.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the gifts that I often, as a journalist, Ted, and I know you get these as well, these little tchotchkes. So with a video game or with a gadget, you might get a little stuffed animal or something that's tied to the game that you're reviewing.
Sure.
For some reason this year, I got these special scissor cutter things that open up electronic packages.
The orange one?
Yeah, the orange ones. Yeah. Did you get that as well?
I forgot the name of the company that did it.
My wife was like, finally. This is a smart little...
It's a great product.
Yeah, yeah. Anyhow, but I digress. All right, actually, before we go to our next caller and give away the mouse, Ted, let's talk worst of the year. What is something that really irked you when it came to technology in 2007?
This high def format war that you mentioned earlier, it's ridiculous.
So explain what it is. What's going on?
No, basically, you have Blu-ray on one side, which is backed by Sony and a consortium of other companies, and then you have HD DVD, which is backed by Microsoft and Toshiba and a few others. And basically, they're just not backing down. They're not finding a way to come together to basically, you know,
right. So this
support
is
one
the,
format.
This is the Betamax versus VHS
pretty
war
much, yeah.
all over again.
Yeah.
And who's losing out? The consumer. Because if you buy the wrong technology, let's say you buy a Blu-ray machine and, you know, you start buying Blu-ray. So what if HD DVD wins? Now you've got that Betamax. That's going to be
pretty much.
Yeah, which is just silly.
And the other thing, too, is because of who's backing who. Like, if you want Transformers on Blu-ray, it's not going to happen.
Right. It's on HD DVD.
Because DreamWorks is involved.
Same with Shrek the Third.
Yeah, Shrek the Third.
But if you've got an HD DVD machine and you want to watch Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, sorry, that's a Disney movie,
which means
on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
So it's very confusing to the consumer. The prices, at least for the players, have dropped down to about $350 for each.
Yeah, and some of the movies aren't bad either.
Yeah, the
they're
prices
about
20
aren't,
bucks. Yeah,
they're
were
not bad.
About $35. Now they're about $20. But still, without knowing who's going to win this format war, I've been telling people on this show for the past year, don't buy either one yet. Now, it does seem Blu-ray has a little bit more momentum, but there's some holdouts there, and I don't blame them, because why should they concede to Sony yet again?
Well, sure.
You know,
I mean,
for the introducing another format.
And that's what I think it is. Sony just doesn't want to lose this one.
Yeah.
You know, it's like have you guys learned nothing from what happened 20 years ago?
Proprietary formats.
Come on.
Exactly. Like, mini disc. All right. All right. Let's go to Noah Sebastian on line two, who won the Microsoft wireless mouse valued at $100. Congratulations, Noah. Are you there, Noah? Noah is not there. Oh, well. I guess we have to give the prize to somebody else.
Hello?
Is he there? Oh, Noah.
Oh, wait a second.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. Are you Noah?
Yes.
All right. Congratulations. You've won yourself a wireless computer mouse. What was your favorite or worst thing in 2007 when it comes to technology?
My favorite thing is when I got my Wii, Nintendo Wii. It's my favorite thing because I get to invite all my friends over and have huge parties and play all the games.
How old are you, Noah?
9 years
old. Oh, you sound delightful. And the Wii, the Nintendo Wii video game console, is amazing.
Yeah.
And it is just for that reason. Not only is it fun to interact with your games in a wireless way with these motion sensing, so what you do in front of the TV is reflected on in the game, but it's also a social phenomenon.
Oh, totally.
So you can have up to, you know, 3-4 friends over and play these games.
Well, Noah, do you play with your parents at all, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? I mean, there you go. That's not going to happen, probably, with the other two consoles.
Noah, what's your favorite game for the Nintendo Wii?
The thing I like the best is Wii Sports.
Right, which you get, and that's another thing I like about the Wii, is that you get that for
free. You get that for free, yeah.
When you get the Nintendo Wii. Yeah. Now, let me ask you, Noah, you know how hard it is to find a Nintendo Wii now, right?
Yeah.
Did you get one earlier in the year, or did your parents, you know, pull some favors or drive to the U.S., or how did you get one later in the year, like near Christmas?
No, I probably got it near the end of summer.
Oh, okay. And so you're saying two thumbs up. You recommend this game system to people. All right. And now I'm going to put you on hold, Noah, and we'll tell you how to pick up your wireless mouse, or your parents can come and grab it. What a great call, eh? Nine years old.
Yeah,
very
you
sweet.
Love that.
And, you know, my kids love the Wii as well, and they're half his age, so I think that's great, you know, because it broadens the scope of games. And
especially of who plays the games.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably one of the big stories of the Wii mm-hmm. this year is who's playing it.
Now, one of the things I didn't like in 2007 as it relates to video games is the shortages that I touched on earlier, so it's very hard to find a Wii. A lot of people are blaming Nintendo for doing this on purpose to sort of drive up
hype. Which doesn't make sense.
I don't think they do that.
They wouldn't do that.
I don't think they are. But at the same time, what's adding insult to injury is these retailers that are mandatory, they're putting these mandatory bundles together. So instead of buying the Wii for $279, if they've got that inventory, now you can't walk out of that store without spending, let's say, $400 or $500 because they say, well, if you want a Wii, you've got to buy these games with it. or extra controllers or both. It's a mandatory bundle. And even the president of Nintendo of America, said he wasn't a fan of these, but the retailers are doing it. They're kind of holding the consumer hostage, saying, well, we've got one, dangling it in front of you.
Totally.
But if you want it, you got to buy it with these games, whether you want them or not.
Total cash grab.
So exactly. So that's one of my least favorite things when it comes to video games this year. And if we have time between 12 and 1, I want to talk a bit about Rock Band and Guitar Hero, because I think this is a wonderful trend when it comes to video games as well. Fusing music and gaming together and social. I had an article in The Star yesterday about this. I think it's my favorite thing of 07.
It's great. And you know, what I wonder though, is the music industry actually going to be smart about it?
Well, already you can buy an album and download it to your video game console for a few bucks. So you know the artists are getting some money there.
Well, as long as they don't sue anybody.
No. They've signed on, even though the Romantics sued Activision because they didn't like the cover of, I think it was What I Like About... No, not What I Like About You. It was one of the other songs. What is the other big one? Secrets That You Keep... One of those songs from Guitar Hero, Romantics didn't approve, or I don't know. But for the most part, the music industry loves these games because it's a way of...
Well, helps sell the music.
Of course. People go and buy a CD. My daughter, who's five, Maya, she's singing Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss. because it's from a video game. Anyhow, let's go to Mary in Mississauga. Hi, Mary. Thanks for calling Tech Talk.
How are you?
Fine. How are you, dear? Happy holidays.
You too.
Thank you.
The worst part was when my computer died.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did you back up your information first?
No, unfortunately, it died without me.
That's very, very frustrating.
Ooh.
But I'm always encouraging people to back up their important information at least once or twice a month.
Yeah. Now I do that on a new computer.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
And the best part, too, was when I bought a new camcorder.
Oh, good. So you bought a new camcorder this year. And have you tried it out over the holidays?
Yes, we have.
And have you looked at the video on your television?
No, I looked on the computer.
On the computer, okay. And which model did you go with? Do you know?
JVC, I think.
JVC. Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great, Mary, and I'm glad that she had a good experience after the bad one.
JVC
has some really nice hard drive-based camcorders, the Everios, that can store dozens of hours of video without you having to switch tapes, so that's a nice trend.
Gotta love that. Mm-hmm. Hard drives, always good.
All right, the time is 12:40, so we're going to take a short break. When we return, more with Ted Kritsonis as we share our best and worst tech memories of 07, and of course, turn the mic back to our listeners and give away that wonderful high-definition web camera to the last caller before 1 p.m. And just for you sharing in, you know, your thoughts, calling us up and sharing your thoughts. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. But it is 12:40. You know what that means. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza All-Day Traffic Center. To Tech Talk, we're talking about the best and worst technology of 2007, be it products or trends or news stories. We're joined by Ted Kritsonis, a renowned freelance journalist who contributes to a number of magazines and newspapers. Thanks for joining us, Ted, and websites. Oh, hold on. There we go.
Sorry about that.
You appreciate it.
Oh,
okay, good. You know, I'm supposed to be a tech guy, and I forgot how to push these buttons. So you had a nice holiday. Were you teching out, or were you doing the opposite? Were you actually unplugging for a few days, like I did?
Caught up a little bit on video game playing.
Yeah, you did?
A little bit of that.
What'd you play?
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, good game.
Continue that. Yeah, it's nice.
Canadian made.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Uncharted.
Yeah, good game for Sony.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed that quite a bit.
So a little bit of that, but mostly relaxing.
Yeah,
you know.
Good. You know what I've been, for the most part, I'm plugged a lot over the holidays, but what I've been loving, what I've been enjoying with my kids is they love YouTube. And I sit them on my lap, be it my 3-year-old or my 5-year-olds, my twins. And, you know, it's just so handy because, like, I was singing in the shower. I was giving my son a shower this morning, my little guy, my 3-year-old. And I was singing All My Lovin' by the Beatles. And he's like, what's that, Daddy? And I'm like, you know, the Beatles, Help. And I've played other songs. And they're like, no. So I put him on my lap downstairs after breakfast this morning before I came to the studio. And I typed in YouTube, All My Lovin' Beatles. And I found, you know, vintage footage from 1964 or whatever of them playing it live. And it's just such a great way to expose it. My same guy, Ethan, loves roller coasters. But naturally, he's too young to go on them. But at Wonderland, he does not want to move. He wants to stand there and just watch the roller coasters. So on YouTube, you type roller coasters and you've got no shortage of video clips for him to watch. And my other kids, my daughter loves High School Musical. They love Grease, so they like seeing concerts of that. You know, so that's one of my favorite techie things to do is have them on my lap and going to YouTube and typing in something that I know that they've watched. So that was one of my fun things to do over the holidays.
Awesome.
That was techie.
Awesome.
But also been catching up on my music as well and stuff like that. Speaking of the Beatles, I downloaded the Across the Universe soundtrack, which is based on the movie that was based on the Beatles music, but all cover songs. Very good stuff. So I put that on my iPod. Good stuff. All right. But I digress. All right. A lot of digression going on during this hour. Well, you know, when Ted and I get together, which isn't often, we, you know, we catch up.
Absolutely.
We will be seeing each other next week in Las Vegas, the City of Sin.
Absolutely.
For the technology show, the granddaddy of all tech shows called Consumer Electronics Show.
We'll be very tired, but
that's true. That's true. You know, it's once a year, and yeah, it does take me a week to recover as I get older. We are talking this show about the best and worst of 2007. I'd love to hear your opinions. And the last person who gets on the air is going to win our third prize, which is a Microsoft LifeCam VX7000 web camera valued at $125. 416-872-1010. 1-800-561-CFRB. *8255 on your cell phone. Ted, let's just jump into the lines. We'll share more of our best and worst in a few moments. Let's go to Caitlin in downtown Toronto. Hi, Caitlin.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I have the iPhone, and I actually have the iPhone with my mom and my dad and my fiancé.
You all have an iPhone?
We all do,
yes. Oh, okay.
So, and we all got them through slightly different means. I actually got mine on Craigslist.
Oh, great.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I got it for $300 about, I think, 4 months ago.
Nice.
Which is well below what I would have paid at the Apple Store.
That was that was before Steve Jobs announced the price cut, I think. So that's great.
It was, actually. We were really lucky. It was from somebody who, in the States, like the iPhone, but just for business, it didn't work out for
them. Right. And you know what's happened, Caitlin, is that it costs so much to maintain the iPhone, you know, the monthly data rates in the States, that some people buy it and then they have to give it up because it's $70 or $80 US.
Yeah, they don't know what they're buying for.
Yeah, they didn't realize. It's like a $3,000 purchase when you're done with it.
Mom actually got hit with that with Rogers.
Okay.
She got it unlocked. And for 4 days, she got a $1,300 data plan.
Oh, no.
To be fair to Rogers, they took her off right away. So.
Yeah, oh, that's good. That's good. Okay. Yeah, you know, usually they're pretty fair when you call up and you have a complaint about something.
There was an article in The Star a while back. I don't know if you read this, but the guy who got slapped with an $85,000 bill.
Yeah, I heard about that. I didn't read it.
Yeah, but at least, you know, they were good about it, and he had to pay like $3,000 or something. Wow.
So, Caitlin, the iPhone is one of your favorite gadgets of the year?
Oh, absolutely, because it has everything that you need in one little piece. And if you go to the Dufferin Mall, you can get these fantastic covers that are stick-on covers and peel off. And I think they're $15 each, and they come in a variety of styles. And so you don't have to have the hardcover, you don't have to have the leather. They're very decorative, and it's really great.
Very cool. Well, hopefully it'll come to Canada legitimately early in 2008.
Yeah, that's something that's all goes on. That's up to Rogers, really.
Yeah, I think that's really what it is. That same $70, $80 data plan in the U.S. would be closer to $200 in Canada.
Probably.
Rogers, probably
even more.
Yeah, so they're trying to struggle. How do they best package this thing? And hopefully we'll see, because it's a really cool product. Next best thing is the iPod Touch, if you're into that, but it doesn't have the phone or camera. But it's got the other things like Wi-Fi and the music and the video and photos and stuff like that.
Great product.
All right, let's go to Joe, who has a different best of when it comes to tech in 2007. What's that, Joe?
My best ofs would be Facebook, and somebody mentioned the Wii. That's definitely an awesome piece of technology.
What do you love? Before we go to our next break, can you quickly tell me what you love about Facebook?
You know what? I signed up just to see what it was about, and I had this guy contact me from before grade 6. And from there, I've just met so many people that I used to hang with. So. It's just incredible in that way, you know, just a real good way to get back in touch with it.
I'm glad
Can I tell you my worst of?
Please, sure.
The Motorola Q. I went from a BlackBerry to the Q because my service provider did not use...
Right.
The first one or the 9H?
Is it the first Motorola Q? Because they came out with another one in November.
It was like in June.
Okay, so it was the first one.
Yeah. It was the old one, yeah.
Yeah. So compared to the BlackBerry, just to give you an example, it was like Windows 3.1 compared to XP.
Okay. So he took a little bit of a back step, unfortunately. Yeah, the Motorola Q I've heard mixed things about, but this newer one, the Q9H, is a lot better. And it's got that that broadband-like speed called HSDPA. It's a Rogers exclusive in Canada that lets you surf the internet at high speeds on your phone that are comparable to your cable or DSL modem at home. So great stuff, Joe. Yeah, Facebook's one of my favorite of the year as well, and it is a wonderful way to reconnect with old friends and flames. And I've been reading a lot of articles about these Facebook these Facebook affairs that are going on by people connecting with their old loved ones and, you know, doing some bad stuff. So, all right. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. All right. But we got to take our last break here on Tech Talk. When we return, going back to the lines and giving away our last prize, a high-definition web camera. We'll be talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for free tips, tools, and articles. New pieces this week online include how to get more out of your photos that you took over the holidays and five tips when shopping for a new camcorder. That's MicrosoftHome.com. Now, on today's show, we're wrapping up soon. We're talking about the best and worst tech of 07. It can be a trend. It can be a product, a website that you loved or hated. We're chatting with Ted Kritsonis, a renowned journalist who covers this space for multiple publications. Welcome back to the show, Ted.
Appreciate it.
So we're before we go back to the lines, I've asked you your worst of the year. You've talked to one of the things was this format war going on between Blu-ray and HD DVD. What is some of your best tech trends, not products, but what's some of the what was a highlight, do you think, for consumers in 07?
Good question. You know what? I think I like what the camera companies have started to do in 2007. I mean, they went away from this whole megapixel race, which really, you know, for the people listening out there, megapixels do not make the camera. You can have a 10 megapixel camera and it can take horrible photos. I think they went with a trend where they're helping people take better shots.
With what kind of features?
From image stabilization, to features that a user can understand within the menu, like, you know, specialty features that, you know, for shooting in, at night, for shooting, behind glass.
And making them easier to access those menus, because it's estimated we only use about 10% of what our technology can do, kind of like our brains. And it's great if that camera has all those features, but if you can't access them easily, even if you're not techno literate, if you will, then what's the point in having them in there?
Totally.
So yeah, no, I agree with you. Image stabilization is huge because, you know, the photos can look very blurry without it.
Because it compensates for, like, nobody can hold the camera without shaking even a little bit.
Right.
So obviously it helps with that, but it's also, I mean, people are using the flash way more than they should.
Right.
Like, you know,
using the flash when the subject is 10 feet away.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
when it's, you know, the flash, they think the flash is going to take care of them all
the headlights type thing. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah. And red eye. Cameras are getting better about removing red eye, which is good.
Totally.
All right. Speaking of cameras, I think Carol's got something to share with us from Welland. Carol, thanks for joining us. Carol.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome to Tech Talk.
Oh, I waited for you guys.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm glad
we got
you on the line.
No, my daughter brought a small digital camera. She had it for a few years, and she tried to take Christmas pictures, and they were all blurry. None of them turned out. I don't know what make it is.
I was just going to ask you, Carol, what make and model it was.
Yeah, so I told her I'm going to be buying her a new one for next year.
But before you do that, Carol, here's a tip that I've shared on Tech Talk before, and it's a kind of a no-brainer, and to some of our listeners, they may roll their eyes and go, duh. But here's a really good tip for beginners. Hold down the shutter button halfway, which turns on the camera's autofocus, and then when you want to take the picture, you press down from while your finger's already on it halfway, press down all the way, and that'll ensure that the picture is less blurry than starting with your finger off the shutter button altogether. In other words, going from 5 to 10 is faster than going from 0 to 10. So before you return that camera, try that trick. Hold down the shutter button halfway. Something will show in your viewfinder or on the back of the camera. It'll give you an idea. It'll give you some sort of sense that it's auto-focusing, and then press down all the way.
Yeah, and just to add to that, too, I think her daughter's hands may be shaking a lot.
So she might need a camera with image stabilization.
So, yeah, she might need something like that. I think she should look at how her daughter takes the photos just to see if the hands are shaking a lot.
Good point. Our last caller and winner of the Lifecam VX7000 web camera is Patrick from Concord.
Mark. Happy New Year, man.
Thank you, and to you. Congratulations, buddy.
Oh, thank you very much. I don't know. I don't know if I qualify or not, though, because I think I'd. I think I've won something, and I'm not sure if it's 30 days or not.
No, don't worry about that. I think we're good. Dwayne, is that all right? He's going to look into it. But is there a 30-day rule on Tech Talk? Is there? Oh, there is a 30-day rule. Patrick, I'm sorry, I did not know that.
Okay. But I just called to wish you a happy New Year, and I want to say my best tech experience was your program this year.
Thanks, Patrick. You know, just for that, I want to bend the rules, you know. I'd love to give you this web camera,
no,
and I'm sorry.
Don't feel bad.
Genuinely, I want to thank you sincerely for those kind words, and thank you, Patrick. But I do want to give away this web camera. So really quickly, we're not going to have time to ask your best or worst of the year, but I'm going to give it to Rashid in Burlington. Rashid, are you there?
Yes, yes.
Congratulations. Yes. You've got yourself a high-definition web camera.
Thank you very much.
Don't thank me. Thank Patrick from Concord. Yeah. Okay, Rashid, I put you on hold. We'll tell you to pick up your web camera. And that was very kind of Patrick to remind us about the 30-day rule. Ted Kritsonis, thank you very much. A happy and healthy year to you. And
same to you.
And
same
I'm sure it'll be as prosperous as it has in this year.
It was a great year. It was a great year for me.
All righty, Ted. Happy holidays again. Coming up next on News Talk 1010, we've got Christina Chernesky.
Hello. Did you turn the heat off in this room?
Is it cold?
Yeah, it is a little bit. All right. I don't know. Okay, it's like the last Sunday of the year, so we're going to bring in Debbie Papadakis. She's well known here to the Christina Chernesky audience, and she's going to help people. She's our hypnotherapist.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's really cool.
That's a fun way to end
the
year.
I love her. We're also going to talk about people who got animals as Christmas presents and why the Humane Society is hurting right now, and the best and the worst of 2007, according to the eyes of Torontoist.com, Torontoist.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so we've got some great stories coming up, and it all happens right after 1 o'clock.
Excellent. Sounds like a great show, as always. Thank you, Christina, and a happy and healthy new year to you as well. And to all of our Tech Talk listeners, have a great end of the year and a safe end of the year. If you're traveling for New Year's Eve, be careful. Have a wonderful, wonderful, and healthy new year. We'll catch up with you next Sunday at 12 noon for Tech Talk. Stay tuned for Christina coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.